That sound means it's time once again to talk to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. He's a whale and living in the Hudson River. And his name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. Every week we tell Henry the Hudson Whale stories about what's going on in the Hudson River. How are you doing this week, Henry? Stevens Institute reports that temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Schoedam Island have been between 66 and 70 degrees, cooling down a little bit. Jen Kirby reports in New York Magazine that billionaire Barry Diller's plan to create an artificial island park in the Hudson River on the west side of Manhattan is now dead. The 2.7-acre Thomas Heatherwick-designed floating park and performance space will not happen as Diller has withdrawn his support. Legal battles drove costs above $250 million for the project. Steve Hughes reports in the Albany Times Union that a woman's body was found in the Hudson River September 14th. State troopers called to investigate a car abandoned on the Patroon Island Bridge found the woman. The car had Massachusetts plates, but the police have yet to reveal the woman's identity. See the full story in the Albany Times Union. Daily Freeman reports that New York's Department of Environmental Conservation celebrates the 35th anniversary of the Hudson River Research Reserve in Stottsburg on Saturday, September 23rd at the Nori Point Environmental Center. The center hosts a Science on the River workshop at 2 p.m. that day with scientists from the Research Reserve, Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies, the Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory, and other regional research organizations answering questions about the Hudson River. For more information, call 845-889-4745, extension 109, or email hrnerr at dec.ny.gov. All that information is available on the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.